Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. On this day in 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, then known as the Pemberton Medicine Company, was incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia. On Monday morning, the right-wing extremist identitarian movement posted leaflets on several media companies and party offices, and a member of the Tots newspaper staff was harassed and attacked by the perpetrators. The police are investigating for trespassing and attempted bodily harm. Upon request of Der Tagesspiegel, the police could not provide any information on the nature of the attack or possible injuries to the employee. On the Twitter profile of the Identitarian Movement Germany, it was said that the actions were, quote, against left-wing violence, and that it should, quote, name the perpetrators. In photos published by the right-wing extremists themselves, one can see a picture of the injured AfD politician Frank Magnitz and the question, quote, when do you question left-wing violence? In addition to the Tots editorial building, posters were also attached to the SPD headquarters in the Willy Brandt House in Wilhelmstrasse, and a Green Party office was also hung with posters. Actions also took place in Lüneburg, Augsburg, and Ulm. The SPD member of the Bundestag, Hilde Mettis, whose office in Ulm was also postered, wrote that the campaign was a, quote, good insight into the confused world of ideas of the identitarians. In Frankfurt, the perpetrators could be found by the police when they tried to put posters on the editorial building of the Frankfurter Rundschau on Monday morning. According to a report in the newspaper, about 10 people were involved, their personal details were seized, and there was presumably a violation of the right of assembly. In Augsburg, office of Green politician Claudia Roth was also vandalized with posters by right-wing extremists. The queer pub Hafen in the Schöneberger Regenbogenkiez does not have to close, at least not this year. Operator Ulrich Zemontowitz remarked to the Tagesspiegel that the building owners extended the lease for another year. But what will happen in the long term remains unclear. Zemontowitz said they will continue to try to conclude an unlimited contract with the owner. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the keys were supposed to be handed over on January 3rd. Instead, Hafen threw a big party. The operator's announcements that they would have to close triggered a great wave of solidarity. From Monday, January 14th, the Mühlendamm adjacent to the Mulkenmarkt will be reduced to two lanes. This is due to extensive archaeological excavations. The finds date back to the founding period of Berlin about 800 years ago. Between Mühlendamm and Mulkenmarkt, the first houses of the settlement Köln were built. It was not until 1710 that Köln was incorporated into the city of Berlin. During the night from Sunday to Monday, the lanes were restricted and diverted towards Alexanderplatz and will be further narrowed in the direction of Leipziger Straße. The Poststrasse will be closed and the access to the Nikolaiviertel is via Rathausstrasse. These conditions will remain until at least the middle of the year. Drivers must expect traffic jams, especially in rush hour traffic. If you own an electric vehicle, you will soon be able to charge the battery at many streetlights in Berlin. After their retrofitting, which the company Ubitricity intends to start in 2019, up to 1,000 charging points will be available in the districts of Marzahn-Hellersdorf and Steglitz-Zehlendorf. This is the aim of a project implemented by a consortium from Berlin's business, research, and political sectors as part of the Federal Immediate Program for Clean Air. Up to 600 additional sockets for electric cars are installed by GASAG Solution Plus in commercial properties and apartment buildings. The street lamp charging points can be used with smart, calibrated charging cables that incorporate electricity meters. For this, motorists can conclude a contract with an electricity provider of their choice, it was said. In London, the procedure mobile metering already exists. In Berlin, Ubitricity has only a few charging points so far. Initially, the Senate was skeptical about the plan to retrofit the lampposts. The Senate concentrated on the Berlin model, the development of a charging pillar network that is open to all interested electricity providers without discrimination. The Senate also worries that offering too many varieties will confuse and discourage potential customers. This is one reason why there are hardly any e-autos in the city. At the beginning of 2018, 2,007 electric cars were registered in Berlin. It is estimated that there were around 800 public charging points in 2017. But because electricity supplier Innogy refuses to allow access for other charging companies, districts have not extended their permission to use public roads. This is why Innogy filed a lawsuit against the state. Jan Thompson, spokesperson for Environmental Senator Regina Gunter, non-party for the Greens, stated that, quote, "The street lamp charging project is to be integrated into the Berlin model. As the project progresses, the focus will be on unified access to the entire Berlin charging infrastructure, as announced by the firm Hubject." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.